Escape the Mat Race with me, Lisa Staker, the Rebellious Coach. This podcast is all about empowering you to break free from the straitjacket of the traditional 9-to-5 and pursue a life of freedom, purpose, and fulfillment. If you're feeling stagnant and frustrated in your career and want to feel free and fulfilled, this podcast is here to reignite your passion for work and life by providing you with the resources and insights you need to take the leap and escape the rat race. So get ready to break free and start living life on your own terms. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Escape the Rat Race. Over the last few months, we've been looking at how to find fulfillment in your career, whether this is through changing how you work, finding time to do the things you love, or professional growth. Today I want to cover a topic that's come up in the questions during my monthly live and from my clients. How do you deal with a toxic work environment? Before we start, I'd just like to do a little disclaimer here. I'm not a legal advisor, so if you think you're being bullied or are subject to discrimination at work, then please do speak to someone you trust. They'll be able to help you to find the right channels to make sure these serious issues are dealt with appropriately. Now, what you think constitutes a toxic environment at work may differ from one person to another. For this podcast, I'm defining a toxic environment as one where there's negative behaviours, such as manipulation, bullying, yelling, and so on. They're so intrinsic in the culture of their organisation that a lack of productivity, a lack of trust, high stress levels, infighting, and discrimination all become the norm. It's an environment that makes you feel psychologically unsafe. You might feel like you're being punished, humiliated, or rejected for speaking up, whether to share ideas, raise concerns or objections, or show up as yourself at work. Over time, toxic workplaces can lead to anxiety and depression. You might find yourself crying before work because you feel trapped. You may feel like you don't want to face another day of all this stress and rejection, but you really need the job. Or it could manifest as anxious people-pleasing behaviours, like working exceptionally hard just to please others, even though you feel unappreciated, and eventually leading to burnout. Now, most people will know when they're in a toxic work environment, but from others, they may feel unsure, not knowing whether this is just normal. So signs to look out for is things like people don't trust each other or treat each other with contempt. There's no boundaries. There's no room for errors. No opportunity for employee growth, a high turnover, or a high sickness rate, probably due to stress. So what do you do if you find yourself in this environment? Well, you could leave, go to a less toxic environment, but this is not always feasible, and you may fundamentally enjoy the work you do, and therefore want to stay. So you decide to stay, at least for the moment. What can you do? Well, the first thing is to accept. And what I mean here is to accept it's not you, it's the company culture. When you're in the midst of a toxic culture, sometimes we blame ourselves. We're made to feel that we've done something wrong, or we need to work harder or longer to gain the approval of those who actually perpetuate the toxicity. By accepting it's not you, you're putting yourself in a position of strength, not weakness. You can then take control. If you think about it, there's a lot of things in life we can't control. But the one thing we can control is how we react. And in this kind of toxic environment, this can be your superpower. You can't control how people treat you, but you can control how you react to them. Things that you could do is maybe walk away from conflict. The aggressor is really looking for you to react. Set boundaries for your work hours, your lunch breaks, and if challenged, explain you need these boundaries, protect your mental health, and then in the long run, it will make you more productive. Don't stoop to their level. If there's people gossiping about you or there's challenges going on, put them right politely, but stop there. And most importantly, treat other people how you want to be treated. Now, there may be a particular kind of something happening that's caused in the conflict, and then that would be really good if you could try and address it. Identify the point of toxicity, which it could be a manager or a team or a process within the company. Set up a conversation where you can give feedback to the person or people involved. do this outside of the regular one-to-one process, and ask the participants to agree an agenda beforehand to make sure everyone knows what is expected from the meeting. Go into this conversation with examples of the toxic behaviours. Explain them in a way which says, "I feel," to describe that impact it's having on you. And be as honest as you can in these conversations. You don't want anything to be kind of left and to kind of be ambiguous as to exactly how you feel and how important it is to you. It's important to also note that this is a bit of a short-term fix, particularly where there's an existing kind of challenge with a person or team. It's not going to be a long-term fix for the culture of the company, but it might provide you with that bit of relief to help you in planning your next steps. And if these conversations happen to be with the right person, you may find that they will have an influence that can change the cultural dynamics of the company. And then you may see some positive changes trickling down over time. Next, ask yourself who can help you. Having someone you trust to help you navigate a toxic environment is a key to survival. Try and find someone who's independent, who isn't impacted in the same way as you, to make sure they're kind of emotionally neutral in the whole process. Now, this person could be a current person, colleague, maybe works in a different area to you, or an ex-colleague who understands kind of the culture of the company but isn't kind of tied up with it at the moment. Or it could be a friend or family member, but make sure it's someone who's not so kind of tied to you being at work, let's say one who's impacted by the amount you earn, as they may be influenced in kind of whether you stay or not with that company. And then it's really important to take care of yourself. Be compassionate. Change doesn't happen overnight, and you will have good and bad days. If you find yourself saying, "I should toughen up," or "I should speak up," treat this as a red flag and ask yourself, "If my best friend was in this position, what would I recommend that he or she does?" It can kind of give you that kind of different kind of insight into your current position, because quite often we're our own worst enemy, and as much as we would advise our friends to do something completely different to what we'd actually do ourselves. And finally, I suggest you plan your exit. Even if you're not thinking of going immediately, if you've got this strategy in place, it's going to help you to survive this toxic environment. Because just the mere act of planning and just seeing there is an escape route can give you that release of that emotion. And it also means you have that safety net there. So if there is a time when it really does get that bad, you have a way to get out already in place, and it won't take long to put that into action. Now, all of these things, they're not easy to kind of put together in a kind of a day-to-day basis. I recognise that. But I'd like to give you a little bit of good news. And this is from a client that I've been working with. And I've been working with her for about 6 months. And originally she came to me because she wanted to leave her job because of a particularly toxic environment. And she was feeling very undervalued. Now, we discussed how she felt and what was happening at work. And we also looked at what was important for her kind of now and in the future. She concluded that she enjoyed her work and didn't want to leave because then she would have to kind of learn the ways of a different company. And that wasn't what she was looking for. Together, we put in a plan to how she was going to survive her current work environment. She kept a diary of the incidents that were happening to see if there was any patterns. And using this information, she looked to see what she could control and what she couldn't. For the instance that she couldn't control, she changed how she reacted to them, either putting them in the "it doesn't matter in the scheme of things" box, or "I need to make my boss aware of this" box. She spoke with her boss about how she felt, very honestly, and she supported kind of her feelings with a log of all these incidents that have happened. This provided her boss with evidence, which was a really important thing, that she could see what was kind of going on and kind of see examples of it. And it also gave her the kind of the ammunition to be able to go to the other members of the senior management team and say, "Look, this is happening. We need to change things." Now, it's taken a while, and I'm not saying it's been easy, but she's now in a place where she feels she's in the right place for her at the moment. She feels she has the tools to survive and thrive in this workplace. And what I'm saying to you, if you are in that midst of that toxic workplace, there are things, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and I hope this kind of gives you that little spark. So in conclusion, toxic work environments can have a significant impact on you and those around you. Left unchecked, they can be the cause of multiple kind of mental illness problems and eventually burnout. If you feel you're in such an environment, I encourage you to do something about it before it's too late. In summary, you assess the situation and accept it. Control the things you can control, and for those that you can't, find ways to manage them. Address the point of conflict if there is one particular thing that is causing your stress. Find someone who can help you. Practice self-care and plan your exit. If you would like someone independent to discuss your situation with, drop me an email. The details are in the show notes, or book a call with me. I'm here to help. That's it for today's episode of Escape the Rat Race. Keep rebelling, and good luck if you're in one of these environments. I'll see you next time. That's all for today's episode of Escape the Rat Race. I hope you found it helpful and inspiring, and it has given you some ideas for how you can start taking action towards escaping the rat race to a life of freedom, purpose, and fulfillment. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a review on your favourite platform. And if you have any questions, comments or feedback, feel free to reach out to me using the contact details in the notes to the podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Staker. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you next time on Escape the Rat Race.